Happy Thursday, family. Great to have your company. The Big Juice and I here for the next 2 hours, driving you home. So much to talk about. I couldn't possibly do it justice in this opening break. The only thing that does me justice every single day is the man I sit next to, the one, the only, the Black Rhino, Juice Jarman. Welcome, Juice.
G'day, Lou. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a Thursday. I can't believe how quick this year's gone for me, Lou. Honestly. It's like I've been on a world tour. I've toured the world, Lou, and it's just about finished.
You certainly have. I tell you what, we're driving this thing harder to the line than rekindling. I can tell you right now, this thing is going when a lot of shows like to pull up stumps.
Yeah, they do, Lou.
And just coast on home, not this joint.
No.
I can tell you right now, big shout out to Dan Foster, who's picked me up on a slight error, and I really appreciate it. I've been gobbing off about Saturday, October 18, instead of November 18, for the Gun for Hire. Gotta love the family.
You know.
Gotta love the family. I give the clips, I gotta take the clips.
Nah, well done.
And he says he added, if you ran you like your mouth, you'd be in good shape. Well played, good sir.
Yeah. Active listening too.
Yeah, it's good. I love it. I love it.
This elite standards.
Ah, it certainly is. Need to get something negative off our chest so we can start the show in a good frame of mind.
We're a positive show, though.
We certainly are. The young man, SA jockey, who punched his horse, which broke late yesterday afternoon. 2 weeks suspension. It's the second case in recent, I think, months. The first guy got $500 fine. Our jockey gets 2 weeks. It equates to roughly around, I think someone said around about, could be 30 rides. So at about $175 a ride, Joe, you do the math, it's about over $5,000. Here he is making a statement and apologising and where he's at.
Obviously, it was disgusting. It's not a good look for the industry. And it's not obviously not a good look for myself. I spoke to the trainer yesterday. I apologised. I was deeply sorry. I didn't mean for it to happen. It was just a little brain fade. And yeah, no, I've talked to him and he's fine with it now. The jockey community in South Australia mostly, they're pretty supportive and they have my back 100%, so it's good.
Yeah, that's young Dylan, who is the young apprentice involved in that. You're damn
that's
right.
That's a soft penalty,
You're damn
mate.
Straight it's not a good look. That's
soft where penalty. Don't start me on
if that. You adopted the AFL's policy of not a good look, I tell you what, there'd be a big holiday there. So
give him a year. Ban him for a year for that act. It was disgusting, Luke.
I'm hearing you. First kid gets 500, this guy gets 2 weeks. So if you go off the history of it all, and then you go, well, hang on a minute, it's they're getting better at it,
no,
but it's something you just don't want to see.
No animal
shocking
deserves that. No now, animal whatsoever deserves what that young man did.
Murphy might
bloody ought to be ashamed of himself.
We've got the Twitter screen up on our screen, so I don't know what you're pointing at.
I was just saying you can catch the full interview of that on Channel 7 News tonight at 6 o'clock.
So, yeah. Very nicely done.
Thanks, Murph.
A bit of news for the Crows too. Some number upgrades ever so quickly before we kick it off. Matty Crouch will move from 44 to number 5, Tomo's old number.
He's had a good year.
A little bit of communique
there. Stay with your number, Matty.
Yeah, first time the best and fairest winner as ever.
Yeah, make that famous, Matty.
Johnny Platton's just rolling over as we speak.
Yeah,
so, what has happened to four?
Right, who else, Lulu?
Madden.
Yeah, there you go. There's a few.
Big names. Huey Greenwood's gone to number one in memory of Mum.
Beautiful.
All right, she had a
beautiful
great saying, make every
well
moment
done,
count.
Champ.
And Miles Pahokey, he's gone from 31 down to 10. All right.
He's not ready. No, he's not ready to go down in the
into that rarefied air, that part of the locker room.
Between 1 and 10, that's
prime.
It's elite.
Well, it's prime time, isn't it? Well, you know what it's like sitting up there almost. You started on it. You started on the front row of the grid. Didn't you?
And you.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I was within a whisker of it. Yeah, I could see clean air from where I was. You know, you're going to sit in that kind of company. You've got to be ready.
Polkey.
I mean, you got to bring something to locker room talk.
I'm with you.
When you're floating around that high, I tell you, you know, there is a lot of pressure on you, Miles, if you're going to I don't know whether that's a great call or not. Whilst we're at it, and as we're about to kickstart this thing into gear.
He's stressing out over
speaking in numbers. I.e. number plates. How is DJ's bro going?
Oh, let's go to a song, Shawnee.
How's the forms? Have you filled them out? Where do we get to see it?
I can't find them, Luke.
I tell you what, get on Instagram today and Twitter and check out how he parks. Honestly, and vote whether he can park. I think you deserve the DJ's bro on your car.
Oh.
It's the rush hour. Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple
M. Hawkeye said you were out.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people, all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Plenty of action on the breakfast show this morning with Rue and Ditz. If you've missed it, Perth's brand new footy stadium has been sold and renamed courtesy of a sponsor. I'll let Rue tell you all the details and then just wait for a very fired up Kenneth George Cunningham who weighed into the argument.
Perth have just sold their naming rights for reportedly $50 million over 10 years, so $5 million a year. It's going to be called Optus Stadium. Should we take the money and spend it in other areas where we can keep improving our state, like Adelaide Oval has improved South Australia? I'm proposing to keep it as Adelaide Oval, but it might be Optus Adelaide Oval or Telstra Adelaide Oval.
Good morning. Over my dead body. You're a friend of mine, but over my dead body, do they ever, ever, ever think about changing the name of the Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, but you can keep Adelaide Oval in there, KG. You just call it Foster's Adelaide Oval.
No, no. It's not all about money.
No, but you can tip that into sport, other facilities.
I don't give a stuff what you do with it.
That was KG. I tell you what, obviously the ashes have been spilt down there and
he's the last one too.
No commercial agreements for him. $50 million. It has happened right across the board in terms of our footballing venues and the great old Cadinia Park, which was Simmons Stadium, will be known in the next footballing season.
What is it?
GMHBA Stadium. I mean, it's had more name changes than God you
tongue-tied.
The nicknames I've given
you. Yeah, no.
You've got Spotless, Princess Park is Icon Park, Blunston Arena in Tassie, TIO Stadium in Darwin, you've got Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast, ANZ Stadium out in Sydney's West, which was the former Olympic Stadium, Etihad Stadium. The only ones that don't seem to change their names, and this is where it gets
tricky. The iconic stadiums.
And 133353 family, and jump on Twitter. Mm. The only ones are the cricket grounds, MCG, SCG,
and
the Gabba,
and
Adelaide Oval is that one.
Yep.
All right. Now, can I put this to you as a form of a devil's advocate argument, family and juice? With beer prices just going through the roof at $9.40, and for a shout of four beers, you can buy a slab on the street. May I suggest that if we were to sell the naming rights of Adelaide Oval for $50 million over 10 years, that maybe the price of beer might come down somewhere into the realm of somewhere being affordable.
Over my dead body.
George, you drink white wine, so I don't really care what you think.
No.
But $9.40 a beer.
I know, Luke. There's no way Adelaide Oval will be changed.
Why not?
No way. You're selling the soul.
Yeah.
Sell your soul then.
Can I put this to you?
No way.
I'm with the general majority when I say this, that it's been a beautiful, beautiful, amazing cricket ground, right? But right now, that ground, that's no longer a cricket ground. It's a multi-purpose venue. Am I right in saying that?
I agree with that. Yeah. Right? No, I don't disagree.
So therefore, with it being a multi-purpose venue, its job, and I'm pretty sure it says it out there, is it to generate income?
Yes, it is.
And every other stadium and everything that's been built along the way in recent memory has all been sold, had the right sold for a commercial arrangement. Because you've got to be able to generate incomes to make sure the thing works for everybody.
Yeah, but they are. They're doing a great job. We've got the International Series this weekend, which I don't agree
they're
with.
They're ripping us off
because of frothies.
The beer, food, everything else. We're dearer than anywhere else in the country.
We are.
And you go, well, hang on a minute. I reckon if we're getting an extra $5 million a year or whatever from a naming rights point of view, surely we can subsidise and come to better arrangements.
Lou, Adelaide Oval's not for sale. For naming rights. Not for sale. You and I will never see it happen.
Trust me,
while we're
friend.
Breathing air in this state.
You don't follow. You don't work around in the circles and in the areas that I get.
Well, maybe I
listen,
don't.
Listen to this.
Maybe I don't,
I'm going to give you a free piece of advice this afternoon
swear,
on the show. No, I'm not. I'm going to give you a free piece of advice.
Give it to me.
Everything is for sale at the right price.
Over my dead body.
You too, old man. 133353. Give us a call. Should. we sell Adelaide Oval and the naming rights, just like Perth. Oh, 50 million over 10 years.
Yeah, well,
should Adelaide Oval go down the same path?
Over my dead body.
For
over
crying out loud, don't let him on anymore.
It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Charles and Louis, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Perth's brand new U Butte Stadium has been renamed Optus Stadium. The deal reportedly worth $50 million over 10 years. Idea was raised on the breakfast show with Roo this morning, suggesting potentially could Adelaide Oval do the same. Cage went berserk, KG that is, and phoned in and said, not over his dead body.
Mm-hmm. Over my dead body.
That's exactly what you said, Cage. Jarge, you don't like it. No. I've played a little bit of devil's advocate, suggesting that all venues do it these days to get a return, and maybe that return could then be passed back onto us so we're not getting charged $9.40 a beer.
Which has gone up.
All those in favour would say aye, I would have thought. Mm. But I don't know whether that $5 million a year would be able to affect much when it comes to pricing. You would hope so, but just getting a feel of what the family thinks, mate.
Matthew of Coromandel Valley. G'day, Matty.
Yeah, good afternoon, boys. How are you?
Right, Matty, you're an ideas man. What have we got?
Yeah. Well, you made a very good point that it seems to be the traditional cricket grounds that are not selling their names.
Mm.
However, what about a 50-50 deal where during the footy season, as an example, Adelaide have 24 or 23 weeks that it would be named something Adelaide Oval.
Yep.
During the cricket season, that can revert back to the traditional Adelaide Oval. Mm. We can have the cheaper beer and the cricket heads can drink more expensive beer.
Oh, I don't mind that at all. You'd have to come up with the good commercial arrangement for a company who, because whether you can get your cut through in 6 months and get your money back, Jar. But I like that idea.
All right, Matty. Derek of Modbury Heights. G'day, Deadly.
Yeah, speak, Bella. Look, I just want to know, last year they had two finals and all the money that they got from all the extras was supposed to go to the people, you know, with the pies and pasties and beer. Now, the prices have gone up to, you know, $9, $5, $6 for a pie.
Yep.
What happened to the extra, let's say, $1 million?
Good call.
From the two prelim and the other semi-final that wasn't budgeted for. What happened to all that money?
Operational expenses, wages.
Absorbed.
Yeah, okay.
Supply goods. Right. Everyone puts their prices up, man.
Well done, Derek. Good point, mate.
Price for Derek, please, Lulu. Shawnee?
Tickets to the 36ers. They're playing Illawarra Hawks Saturday night, Titanium Security Arena. Tickets available from ticketmaster.com.au.
Kevy of Tea Tree Gully. G'day, Kev.
Yeah, how you going, Jars? How you going, Luke?
Yeah, good, Kev. What do you think about this one?
Well, look, I've got my school of thought is I really love the fact that we keep it iconically Adelaide Oval, but what I was wondering is whether maybe there was a sponsor out there that their name might tie in with Adelaide. In other words, like if there was a company out there called Majestic, so you call it Majestic Adelaide Oval, so that way you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You get the sponsorship dollars from them, but also you're keeping the Adelaide name in it all year round.
Yeah, yeah, unlike GMHBA Oval in Geelong.
Well,
that's their new sponsor.
Because that really rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
That's their new sponsor, Kev.
No, that's a good idea. You'd have to find the perfect fit. Mm. Yeah. I think Roo had a crack at it. He went with Optus, Adelaide Oval, Telstra, Adelaide Oval, Foster's.
I didn't know what he was doing. Prize, please, for Kevin.
We've got a couple of tickets to Adelaide United taking on Newcastle Jets at Cooper Stadium this Saturday night. Just not normal tickets, though. This is the couch, Jars and Louis' couch.
Yeah, nice.
So you get prime seats here.
Did you ask us?
Oh, that sounds sweet, boys.
Well, Kevy, they are the best seats in the house, mate. You can touch them, but don't, you know what I mean.
Mate, I'll even have a couple of frothies just
good
to
boy.
Celebrate, eh?
And we're catching up with Paul Izzo, too, from Adelaide United, live in the studio.
H to the Izzo, the glove man.
Mm. AdelaideUnited.com.au, by the way, if you want to buy normal tickets.
Well, you should have got that in when you were doing
it. No, wrap it up, Jar.
Paul of Edwardstown. G'day, Paul. We can't sell it. We can't sell the naming rights to the Great Adelaide Oval. No way.
Oh, look, look at it. You know, you want your cheaper beer there. Why wouldn't you let Coopers have a go at it? Ooh. I mean, I know they've got their Coopers Stadium, but Coopers Adelaide Oval too. They're keeping it in South Australia. I think that's the way to be. Jeez.
But at West End have been there for decades and decades. They're not going to give it up.
Yeah. How many people do you know that drink West End these days?
Any commercial arrangements in here?
No.
I like Coopers.
It used to be with Coopers, but I got flicked.
Good on you, Paul. My dead body.
Great good work, Paul. Fantastic,
thanks,
mate.
Well done, mate. Bit fiery, that one, Luke.
Yeah, look, it's definitely worth discussing. Dare I say it, in the front bar over a few cold ones.
Absolutely, Lulu. Absolutely.
Sorry. Are we on?
I was just reading some tweets.
Anyone? We're either tagging out or we're going on with something else.
I'll push a button here, okay?
Yeah, cool. Righto, Jars, good friend of ours. He's making headlines for other reasons, I would say being funny. But that man I'm talking about has got a brand new show on Channel 10 Thursdays. That's tonight, 7:30. It's called Cram. He'll tell you about it in a minute. But please welcome the one and only Pete. How are you?
Louis and Jars, good to be chatting with you.
Yeah. You're a Collingwood man, so I need to start with the news of the week, and that is the Wheelie Bin and Jamie Elliott. Finally, a Collingwood forward hitting a target. It's a good thing.
If that is the biggest scandal that hit the Collingwood Football Club in our 2018 campaign, I'll be very happy and like Jamie Elliott, relieved.
why do Collingwood players piss in a bin when there's trees around or a bush?
You don't know that for a fact. You don't know. Have you done your research? You know there might have been a wheelie bin in the middle of the street, which often wheelie bins are. You take the wheelie bin instead of weeing on somebody's garden. Yep. He was respectful and he weed in the wheelie bin, and then I believe he actually wheeled the bins to a local creek, and then he emptied the contents into the creek. He was doing community service
and washed it down.
Look, in fairness to him, those things at that time of day or morning, Pete, wouldn't look too dissimilar to an actual port-a-loo, so we could maybe just sort of give him a break.
But how stiff do you have to be to get arrested in Melbourne on Spring Carnival weekend for public drunkenness? Yeah. I mean, 100,000 people should have been arrested at Flemington.
Yeah, only a Collingwood player could do it, mate. Only a Collingwood player. Now, let's get back to you guys. You're doing great work on the project, and you and Waleed had some great fun last night talking to Timmy Cale.
So you beat Syria, and there you go into the murder capital of the world. If you win this, I think you play ISIS.
And that seems to have caused an uproar over there in the local rag, Pete, or shouldn't call it a rag. They'll come gunning for me.
The interesting thing is the joke was made about 2.5 weeks ago when Tim was in the studio before he even went to Honduras, and it's blown up again. Hey, comedians make jokes. That's the headline. They're all just facts that we're dealing in, by the way. Yeah, I mean, I should point out, ISIS does not have a soccer team.
No.
I think everyone should be aware of that.
Do we need to clarify?
And maybe comedian exaggerates for a comic effect might be the more apt headline they might be looking for. But no, I mean, I was shocked, guys, because the Halley has been holidaying in Honduras for years. We spent our childhood years in Honduras. The Honduras Halley, as they used to call it.
What about the show Cram? Tell me what it's all about. I haven't seen it yet.
Jars, it's made for you, mate. It's the easiest quiz show in the world. It's the show where we give you all the answers before we ask you the questions.
Beautiful.
So it's all about memory recall. We give you a little crash course. Yeah. These facts, and it could be about anything, and then you basically try to recall as many facts as you can. Okay. And we've got Rove on tonight. It's going to be hanging out with him on TV again, and it's a fun show.
All right, time for us to not be so nice. Jars was privy to a comment you made on The Breakfast Show. I think it may have been last year here, just deriding the Jarman brothers.
Some ideas and suggestions for a South Australian I'm a Celebrity.
Oh, hang on.
Possibly the Jarman brothers. I think if one go, I think you go for both in.
Well, apparently it's good for weight loss.
That'd be good, actually.
Our family haven't recovered from those damning comments you made. I've always held you in high regard.
Well, I was throwing a pretty big boulder in a pretty big glass house, I have to say.
I tell you, Pete, it was fact-related. Come again.
On, Pete.
You were dealing in facts just like you and Marlene.
I only deal in facts.
The show is Cram, 7:30 tonight on Channel 10. He's got his own show. Finally, he can break free of Waleed and Carrie and all the dead weight. Check it out tonight. Pete Hellier, thanks for your time.
Thanks, legends.
Just again, who have we got next game, Pete? I'm just trying to think in the soccer.
Honduras, that's the beautiful nation of Honduras.
Oh, it's the return leg, yes, of course.
So am I.
All right, thanks, Pete. Great to talk.
See you guys.
Here's Peter Hellier on The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
Jars and Louis, it's The Rush Hour, 104.7, Triple M.
Gun for Hire and the return of you, idiot. That segment's coming up after five as well. And it'd be fair to say that young SA jockey's going to feature in that. And so too, Judas Randall. If you get my gist.
Jerome.
Oh, what about that? Don't get me started. Yep. All right. This morning on Brekkie with Ruin Dietz, Gleeso was at it again. Suburban Songs have been outstanding. Yep. If you missed it, we can catch it right now. Here's Gleeso doing Footy Park.
A long, long time ago, 76, I remember how that footy park, it made me smile. When the Double Blues had the chance to take on Port in the big dance, and it made Sturt happy for a while. How those bench seats made me shiver every single chilling winter until news got around footy was moving into town. And I can't remember if I cried, swallowed my Camry Crow's pride. Kev Foley touched me deep inside the day footy park died. So bye-bye, footy park, goodbye. Drove my Holden back to Golden Grove with tears in my eyes. In 2014, Adelaide Oval stood high. I knew this would be the day it'd die. This will be the day that it died. So bye bye, footy park, goodbye. Drove my Holden back to Golden Grove with tears in my eyes. In 2014, Adelaide Oval stood high. I knew this would be the day it'd die. This will be the day that it dies. We were singing bye-bye, footy park, goodbye. Drove my Holden back to Golden Grove with tears in my eye. In 2014, when Adelaide Oval stood high, I knew this would be the day it'd die.
No, outstanding work by Dave Gleeson.
Brilliant, Gleeson.
Charm and Magic getting a mention in there.
You superstar, Gleeson.
I tell you what, if only we could do a new song about beer being $9.40 at the Oval. Oh. I wonder whether Gleeson can get to work on that, Murph.
Yeah, he's amazing. He could do anything.
He's very talented. Oh, you know what again? He can do? He can back it up again.
By the way, if you want to check out the video clip for Gleeson's latest suburban song, go to triplem.com.au, any of the socials, we've got it up there. And if you join the Triple M Club, you actually get a preview of the brand new suburban song 24 hours before everyone else does. Everyone else gets it, including us. Obviously, Thursday mornings, 8:30 with Ruined Dits. You get it 24 hours beforehand if you join the Triple M Club.
Membership has its privileges.
Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on Triple M.
It certainly does. Hey, the quiz is coming up and a big second hour still to come. Paul Izzo of Adelaide United. The Reds got a big game on Saturday night. We're going to catch up with the gloved one just after 5:30.
Look forward to that.
And just after 5, the big man that has come to help out the 36 is Josh Childress, former NBA star, played at the Kings, is now here at Adelaide, about to play his first home game this weekend. Cannot wait to talk to the big unit after 5. 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. Gonna play a little thing called the quiz with no name. First, $1,000 up for grabs. Great to have your company. A big second hour still to come. Paul Izzo of the Adelaide United Reds after 5:30. Not far away, big Josh Childress.
Childress.
Big unit coming in. Live in studio to talk 36ers and about what's happening. And we're hearing Jerome Randall. If you've missed this news, signed with the Sydney Kings, first game will be against the 36ers.
Our boys.
Ooh.
Bring it on, Lou.
We might have to just buy up some tickets as Triple M and sort of get in there.
Is it
and
here
get
or over
not
there?
Not sure. Not sure.
We've got to ask our three producers out there to tell us where they are.
I often say to you, don't ask a question you don't know the answer to.
You do, yeah. And I get told that all the time.
Yeah, it's a little one. It's a great one. If you're going to be like Parco.
Yeah, you
know,
you're right.
And you're going to have one-on-one with the greats. Just a little area you can improve on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gary Ablett returned to Geelong today. I was going to say Cadinia Park. I can't keep up with the names of this GMHBA, I think it's called now. Put the Geelong Guernsey on for the first time back in the house that his dad built. And he was in good spirits, cracking gags.
Does Friday Night Footy still exist? And it's has been a different experience. There's no doubt about that. I've missed finals football. You know, I'm a very competitive person and I play to win. And, you know, so it has been hard. Not being able to experience that, I guess.
Well, Gaz, you took about $10 million
the money,
bucks,
mate.
So,
I don't know.
You know. I think you were well aware of where you were at as to what was going to happen.
And
but anyway.
He did say, I'm going to play every game next year.
Oh, I know. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that, Gaz? 34-year-old.
And the body's feeling very good. Obviously, you might be troubling. I've had enough of Gary Ablett right now. Let's I want to do Luke. This.
The Rush Hour's Quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
A big shout out to Andrew, who runs the Automasters here in Pulteney Street. Just got married.
Oh, well done, Andy.
And he won't even be listening today. He'll be on his honeymoon. Oh, so, tied the knot, and he's done and dusted, enjoying himself, kicking back. So, if you need anything done with your car, Automasters is the way to go. Righto, Jar, who is lucky enough, and I say lucky with inverted commas, enough, lucky enough to be exposed on the quiz with No Name?
We're going to go to Littlehampton, beautiful little place, Littlehampton, and we're going to talk to Joshy. Now, g'day, Joshy, welcome.
G'day, boys, how are we?
I'm tipping Josh. Haven't been called Joshy since you were little?
No, not for a while.
Well, good luck, Joshy. Get those 10 right, mate, and there's 1,000 biscuits.
Cheers, Jeff.
I tell you what, Josh, I would assume that probably an extra Automaster should be coming your way for that.
No.
You don't call him
no
little boy names.
Nah. He's all right. Josh is fine.
Jeez.
Mate, Josh is focused on getting these 10 questions right because tomorrow's dice day.
Oh,
so there's no extra Automasters
well,
today.
2 grand Tuesday didn't go off, 2K Tuesday. True. And Josh, we'd love to see it go off today, mate. Yeah. 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of the first question. If Jars can't get it out, I'll jump in and save the day. But all the best to luck. Hope you win a grand.
Awesome. Thanks, boys.
Joshy, number one, what sport does Dawad Milan play?
Pass.
Is Ben Simmons eligible to play for the Boomers?
Yeah.
Which South Australian suburban club produced Nicole Chalmers? Suburban club produced Automasters.
Yeah, good.
What'd you say?
Automasters. Oh, right. What time on Sunday does the game between Australia and Ireland start? Is it 1:40 or 3:40?
1:40.
Which AFL team does Mason Cox play for?
Collingwood.
What is today's race day known at Flemington?
Pass.
Which phone company has the naming rights to the new Perth Stadium, George?
Oxford.
Who wrote Andrew Jarman's book? Jarman Magic. Co-wrote.
Andrew Jarman.
Technically correct.
You're going to give it to him.
Keep rolling.
Which South Australian legend will be tossing the coin at Saturday's match between the Aussies and Ireland?
Say Neil Curley. And what's Neil Curley's nickname? Knuckles. When you scrunch your hand up, what do you get?
Knuckles.
All right. Tell you what, that's one of the most embarrassing
performances. I had a poor shift.
Hey, Murph, don't even do that, Murph. Don't even go to the computer. Shut that down for me. Shut it down, Murph.
Shut it down.
All right. $90 coming your way, Josh.
$90? Yeah. You can't give him $90.
Absolutely. He didn't get back to the Oaks Day question. What is today's race day known as? The way my partner performed then, Josh, that was one of the more outstanding runs I've ever seen on the quiz with No Name. It's David for starters, and the fact you couldn't get suburban out, let alone anything else that was coming out. Goodness. Josh, you're going to go into the Hall of Fame for even hanging on and not hanging up.
How many questions did we get through?
In the end, we got all 10.
You got $60.
Did we?
He's got $90. Fair dinkum, mate.
Give him $90. He got buddy only 6 right.
Yeah, well.
Just throw away money willy-nilly.
You know why he's getting so much money? Because we don't advertise that this segment is done in a second language. I didn't ask him at the start whether he was fluent in jazzisms.
I didn't go well today, did I?
No, you were shocking. In fact, Joshy, take yourself off and take your $90. Well played.
Awesome. Thanks, Lloyd.
Jazz, you're going for an uppercut and a lie down. Honestly, if Josh Childress comes in and you call him Joshy, I'm slapping you.
I don't feel well, Luke.
Yep. Oh, Jesus. 3 votes for worst on ground for tomorrow, Charles.
Stupid bunch of questions.
Wait for Twitter here. It's going to go into meltdown.
Splash is going to whack me.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
Got a superstar in the house. Josh Childress of the 36ers. Welcome, big man.
G'day, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Fresh going to play your first game at the home court, and it's going to be a good one. Illawarra, we don't like them.
No,
rock and rolled us last year out of the playoffs.
We don't like them at all, mate.
Okay, all right, well, we'll take that on board and try and make sure we make something good happen.
Very nice. How are you finding our fair city?
It's been good so far. I'm from Los Angeles, so I'm used to bad traffic. So this is is great. I can get everywhere in 20 minutes. Good food, people are nice, so it's been good.
Joey was a little stirred up, and the ref's not calling anything, so he said bring the mouth guards to training. How has training been this week?
Training has been tough. A lot of running, very physical, but, you know, something that we need. I need, not having, played in the league for a couple of years, and, it's been a very productive week.
Mate, how have you found the competition? The last couple of years, it's just getting better and better. The crowds are up, and it's exciting and entertaining basketball at the moment.
I think the competition is good. I mean, I played in 3 games. We won one and lost 2 of those. Yeah. The talent level is very high, and the pace of the game is very fast. So, it's great for the fans to come and watch, and you get more athletic guys in the league, and dunking and shooting threes, and just having fun out there.
I learned a good term the other week from Joey about using your length. He said you're using your length really well.
Yeah, I mean, We have a good lineup of about 5 guys that can switch everything, and they're, that are 6'3" to 6'8". And, you just got to, use your length, just as Joey said.
My boy Soaps, finding some time. He's just in the twilight zone at the moment, spending some time on the pine as the coach tries to direct him where he wants him. Have you had a chance to see where Soaps is at? He's new to you. Give him a little bit of feedback and a little bit of love at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, me being new to the team, I'm trying to, come in and just check the landscape out, see, where the cards are laid, and just insert myself accordingly. And, so Soves and I actually had a talk today about, just his role and the progression of him as a player. And so, he's had some success. He had big success last summer. I think he wants to progress. And, as a coach, Joey just wants to make sure he does it the right way.
Yep. Talking about Joey, how do you describe him as a coach? Because he got ejected last week. He's very passionate, we know, and he hates losing. But how have you found him? Because you would have played under some great coaches.
Joey is a great coach, very intense, passionate, whatever other words you want to use to describe him. But, he's also very fair and very honest, and you always know where you stand with him, which is important, I think, just in life, having someone that'll shoot it straight to you. So, I've enjoyed my 2 weeks so far and looking forward to the rest of the season with him.
Nicknames, what are we running with? What's the go-to for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah.
Chill. Pretty easy.
It's very nice.
Like it, Lou.
Over there next to you is the
like
gift.
We're going to come down one game. We're going to be dressed up like Huggy Bear, and I'm going to be Jack Nicholson.
Courtside
seat. So we're going to be seeing you soon, my friend.
Sneaky little 5 on the way when you do transition. Just give us a little bit of love.
We'll have the bling on, and we'll get involved.
Nice. The gift, and what's yours?
Where do you start?
Exactly.
I answered
anything. Boogerman. We'll get to it one night when we get out for a few chills. I can tell you.
A few chills.
We've been down before. Joey left us a nice little message. They had to recalibrate the rings the last time we went down for a shoot around. So don't put ball in hand.
Do you love the Adelaide 36ers fans? Because obviously Louis did say this will be your first game, but our fans are very passionate.
Absolutely. I've played against them many times, and they were always, you know, giving me a spray on the sidelines. But you enjoy, as a player, you enjoy playing against and in front of passionate fans, knowledgeable fans, and that's how the Adelaide fans are, in my opinion.
Brilliant. I love you this weekend, mate.
Yeah, certainly will. Jerome Randall has signed with the Sydney Kings, your old team.
I know, we swapped jerseys.
We're understanding that the first game will be against us. That's going to be some kind of reception.
Uh-huh. It will be. I'm anxious to see how the fans come out and support. Yeah. You know, I think that, Jerome obviously did a lot, while he was here in Adelaide, and I know he was a fan favorite. So, I actually had a text conversation with him today, and he's looking forward to coming out and playing, and it's going to be a good battle next week.
Exciting for the league to have him
back.
Such a start. Absolutely. Hey, can I ask you about Ben Simmons? Setting the world alight, obviously missed last year with the injury, but just seems to be living up to all the hype that surrounded him.
Right. I mean, he was the number one pick for a reason, you know, and I think that his versatility, he uses his length well. He's just making plays. They're putting the ball in his hands and allowing him to go out there and, you know, make plays and do what he's capable of doing. And I think that, he's obviously been very successful up until this point. You know, your rookie season, you generally hit a wall. And I don't know when that will be for him, but, I'm happy that he's playing well.
Chill, what do you do for downtime? What do you do? You just do you like going to the beach? Do you, you know, do you just find a few areas to just relax?
The question I would ask, Chill, can you actually read? Because if you can read, I can get you a gig on this show during the day.
I can read.
You're an educated man.
I'm an educated man.
Yeah.
In my downtime, I actually do like to read. Hang out on the internet, play video games.
Yep.
Obviously, being here, my downtime, I'm spending time speaking with my family and friends back home, and just hanging out.
You seen much of Adelaide since you've been in town?
I've walked through the Rundle Mall area a bit. I actually went apartment hunting today in Henley Beach, so that was nice.
Guess who lives at Henley Beach?
Do you want to come to
the gift?
I've got a Christmas lunch I can invite you to.
If
you're available, mate.
Text if you're listening.
If you need a feed.
So Chilly lives right down there on the water. What you'll often see, and I'll describe it for you in detail. When you're down there chilling, this guy will come out. He'll have a couple of guide dogs in training around him and a mock posse. And it'll be
his entourage.
It'll be blowing kisses.
Dressing gown on.
Anyone who yells out, he thinks they're talking to him.
Yeah. Bit of Hugh Hefner in there, mate.
And then every now and then you'll see a gathering of Japanese tourists.
And you do too, Luke. They get off the bus.
Around the water's edge when he comes out of the water.
Nice to meet you, mate, and good luck in a 36 singlet.
Thank
looking
you very
forward
much.
To seeing some well. Party time stuff.
Saturday night, Titanium Security are in at 7 o'clock tip-off. Six is taking on the Hawks, and Joshy Boy will be there. Thanks for coming in,
well done,
absolutely.
Mate.
Thanks for having me.
Gold.
Triple M.
Idiot!
You idiot.
Hey, you idiot. You idiot.
Sometimes there is only three words you need to say.
I'll put my hand up.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all
good.
Oh,
I'll whack it. Yeah,
no,
I'll cop it.
For those who don't know this segment, it's we just equate to some acts by individuals, whether it be in the sporting realms or outside of that, and state the three words, you know what, you something idiot.
You had a bloody batting lineup to
I did. I had so many to get through.
You've dumped them.
And I've had to just push them all aside, clear all decks, because for those who missed it, the quiz with no name, it was just an absolute out-and-out carnage. For those who missed it, Murph, have we got a snippet?
We've got a couple of snippets here.
Excellent. Right? Let's go. Here's some of Jazz's finest work, and then I'll get to the tweets, because they're good.
Which South Australian suburban club producer Nicole Charman? Suburban club produced... Which South Australian legend will be tossing the coin at Saturday's match between the Aussies and Ireland?
Say Neil Curley. I mean, that was just a snippet.
Sheepers.
Honestly, just a snippet. Honestly, in the tweets.
I don't think I'm well.
In no particular order, I'll roll through. Jackie Hudson kicked up off the batting order. Surely Jars needs a performance review after that. My sweet Jesus. So Splash El Presidente asked the very serious question, was Jars having a stroke live on air?
David Hannon.
Dave Hannon said, you preach elite standards.
Yeah, we do, Dave.
The quiz with no name was an absolute farce. No one should be spared, even your average Louis. And I put my hand... Yeah, no, I clipped one in there as well.
Fair, that's fair, Dave.
Absolute butcher job there, Jars from Az. Jackie Hudson back again. Jars butchered that worse than the 93 prelim. Are you going on? Was that a sample of Jarman Magic, or was that book ghost written by Couch?
It was written by Shane Mansfield.
So splash back again. Maybe Milo Kerrigan would have done a better job.
Yes. Good evening, Marlo. Well, perhaps you can tell us how training sharpens your skills as a boxer.
I do the bam! Okay. I press there. Just on the rip. And it's for the work. It takes the slow person and a point of her. I run it in here and I run it in there. No!
Oh,
I think that, and my our boss, Matty O'Reilly.
Yeah, and then Josh Avery too. Quiz average time wasting of talking between questions. So, just went through the roof. Should have won 1K, Joshy.
Matty, our boss said, I wouldn't want to get a text about the music today after that effort, Jars.
Oh, for those that don't know, Jars often gives feedback about the quality of music.
Yeah.
And I would suggest you'll get feedback about the quality of the quiz tomorrow in our planning meeting. Beautiful work, Milo. You idiot.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Time to talk United, Jars, the world game.
Yes,
Adelaide United. Tough loss against Perth last week, taking on the very high-flying Newcastle Jets this week. Saturday, 5 o'clock-ish at Cooper's Stadium is the kickoff. But we're joined by a man who just likes to deny everything. He's got hands of steel, the one and only Paul Izzo. Welcome, Paul.
Thanks, guys.
G'day, champ. How are you? David's your first name?
Middle name.
Right you are. Didn't I just stuff that up, Lou?
That's the sort of formula you're going to get on this show. Now, he told me pre-show, which is the first time he's done homework, so I've got to give him a tick. He goes, I've got something today. His first name's actually David, but he's running with Paul.
Oh, bloody hell. Sorry, Paul.
It's all right. Paul, he often says, and I might have to start taking him seriously. He suggested he might be dyslexic, and given you've read that back to front, I think this time we got that confirmed. Mate, well done on your own form. Great performance last week. Should have easily or could easily have been 3-4, if not 5. You must be very pleased with your own form to start the year.
For me personally, honestly, I think the first few games I was here and there. But, I think last week was a better performance for myself, but... coming onto this week, I think more importantly, it needs to be a team performance and hopefully it's a better result.
We need to find a way to get more shots on target. We had 1 out of 17. Now, that's not going to cut it in this competition, but that'd be a fair question.
Yeah, of course, but, positive thing is we're having goes.
You're having a shot, but does that mean we don't have a quality striker?
Yeah, I don't think that's fair to say, really. I think, George... He's very young. He's only 20 years old.
Yeah, he's a baby.
And the quality he has in... you find qualities that he has in other strikers in the league, but, some days ball goes in for you, some days it doesn't.
Your job's a game of angles. It's not the sexiest job, but it's the most important job. So talk us through a little bit of your mentality and your positioning, because obviously the running joke always was the fat kid found goals in school back in our day, but not anymore. You've got to be so athletic, you've got to be so in your game, and you can have such an impact when you've got the gloves on. So how do you approach your goalkeeping? And for those out there who do it, what are some of the keys to being a good goalkeeper?
Probably the most important one is concentration. I mean, all it takes is 1 second to switch off and you've made yourself look like an idiot and the ball's in the back of the net. But, every situation is different, so, yeah.
Penalties. Talk to me about penalties.
What's that like?
What is that like?
It's a big moment every time. I mean, you think you can be the hero or you can be the idiot that dives the wrong way. But, I guess...
It's one or the other, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you look forward to it, but you don't want it to happen, really, if that makes sense.
Are you watching his eyes? Are you watching his ball? Or are you watching his body movement? What do you look for before he takes the kick?
It's a whole host of things, I think. I mean, sometimes... goalkeeper coach will study pen takers. They'll have a rhythm in their step, what way they do, what way they go, and sometimes it's just old school rules. Look at the eyes, look at the body shape, that's it.
Beautiful.
And how did you get into it? How did you become a goalie?
Like you said, I was the fat kid when I was younger, being the Italian and Greek kid.
Yep.
And I love playing football, and I thought it would be cool if I could keep playing football, but an easier position I thought at the time was.
Yep.
And I didn't have to run as much, so I went in goals, had a good game, and, you know, the usual story with everything.
Hey, Iz, thanks for coming in.
Well done, Iz. Good debut, mate.
You've been exposed to it, mate. I'll tell you what.
A great experience.
We need a win. We need to get some points on the board, Iz, all right? Tell Curtsy we're watching.
Saturday, 5 o'clock, taking on the Jets. Let's hope we get the big W. We're sitting sixth. They're sitting third. It's going to be a cracking game. Paul Izzo, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot, guys.
It's a rush hour, Jars and Louis, Triple M.
Quiz in crisis, crisis, crisis.
Yep, it's not overselling it either, the quiz today. Quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters. It reached flashpoint. Some saying future is in question. It's very much a JFK moment, an Australia 2 moment. It's like, where were you when the quiz and Jars went into meltdown? If you missed it, just a little snapshot of how it all unravelled.
Which South Australian suburban club producer Nicole Chalmers?
Suburban
club produced Cole Chalmers?
Yeah, good.
What'd you say?
Automasters. All right, that was just some of it. Only a snippet. Couch specimen suggesting via Twitter 6 minutes ago, maybe we need to get out, seek out and employ the great George Danikian, who had a great way of wrapping his lips around those hard-to-pronounce names. Great idea, Couchy. I think the horse might have already bolted.
The lip did seize up.
I did.
Midway. The lip seized up. My routine changed last night because I went to bed early,
I think it's unfair to blame the lip on this occasion. I think we need to go 6 inches higher.
You gave him $90 when he only won 60. That was wrong.
To sit That's through rude. That, he should have been given the lot.
Joshy of
The way you butchered that segment, I mean, it was like, honestly, it was like we're at a slaughterhouse.
I'll face up tomorrow.
What we should do, we should make you wear until next week the blue and white butcher's apron.
No, I'll bounce back tomorrow. I'll stay positive. I'll be connected with the family.
No, that's okay.
I've got grit.
Hey, have you? Why are you rehashing stuff that hasn't gone to air yet?
Oh, no.
Don't quote back verbatim to me an interview we did today that won't air till next week. I mean, honestly, when we have your physical for cricket, for the gun for hire, which will be happening, I want a brain scan. Now, I'm pretty sure what we're going to find, Murph, but I still want it done anyhow. All right? Up next.
Actually, no, hang on. We've done one already.
Have we? Oh, Murph getting in on the act. I think that's overselling it. Up next, we need a little update before we get out of here on Jars Gun for Hire. Triplem.com.au. Check it out if you want your cricket club involved. Jars out there for a day. November 18. Go to the website right now. We'll give you an update next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
Andrew Jarman. Gun for Hire.
Well, that's a good shot.
Shooting blanks at your cricket club soon. Wild West.
This is very exciting. This is, if you don't know what we're talking about, Jars has kindly agreed to do a one-off appearance for your cricket club. He'll come in, he'll bat, he'll bowl, he'll destroy, and he'll do everything to get the job done for your club. TripleM.com.au. Go to the website. Tell us why you want Jars at your club Saturday, November 18. We'll bring the Barbie, the cans of all varieties. Just the whole atmosphere. We'll might even bring some tunes along, you know, get the boys when you walk out to bat, pick your favourite song. Might even try and mic Jars up if we can. We've been getting updates because the great man has taken it very seriously, has rolled the arm over on a couple of occasions this week, gave one young kid the thrill of his life. Had a little net session one-on-one. You can't buy that at any charity ball.
Nah, Jackie Simpson from the Fulham Cricket Club. Anyway.
All right, so where are we at right now? Because today was scheduled as
a net session.
Yep.
Right. Yesterday I had the day off.
Yes.
Right. So this week's just been focusing on my bowling, getting my line and length right, and just working on my special ball.
And out of the hand?
Yeah, all that. Mm-hmm. Today, took the dogs down the oval, grabbed the cricket ball, and second over in, third ball in.
Yep.
Just a little nibble.
Tweak.
Side strain. Now, I don't want to send out the alarm bells.
Joshy Hazelwood style.
Well,
oh, no.
I had to ice up when I got home. Now, what I'm saying, don't panic. It's okay, because I do recover very well.
Oh, boy, where are we?
So, just probably, because what I've got some gears when I bowl.
I
needed to get just to you know, 80, 90 clicks just to make sure everything's all right, but just probably just a tad too early to go. So, anyway, Dr. Jeffrey Verrill booked in.
Chop, chop.
I've got all my team ready to go. So,
excellent.
Okay. So, look, I think I should be okay.
You'll be confident?
But it just sent a massive scare around the Henley area.
What time is that?
That would have been about, I reckon, 8:35 a.m. this morning.
I felt awfully sick around that time. I must have been.
Oh, no. Did you?
Felt it coming through with the connection.
Just the left side strain.
I'll tell you what I do know, family. If anybody can push through this pain barrier, it's the gift. And I'll tell you what, knowing my good friend, Dr. Jeffrey Verrill, he'll be under my instructions to jab it up. I don't care if we got to jab him before, during, and after. We deliver at Triple M here, Murph. You know this better than I do.
Yep.
When we promise something, we deliver it. Because what's his nickname? The Mailman.
It's got so many nicknames.
And after today, he's got a few more.
I know.
Do yourself a favour. Podcast at triplem.com.au, or better still, listen to the catch up. I'm sure it's in there, Murph.
I think it once or twice, yeah.
All right, on the show tomorrow, of course, the International Rules Series. Yeah, we're still on, mate.
We'll go to a song.
Check the time. Chris Scott's going to join us, coach of Australia. I'm going to catch up with Scotty and talk all about
Mark Bosnich.
And Boz ahead of crucial game against Honduras with the Socceroos, and find out whether Timmy Cahill will start or not. It's must listen to radio regardless. And of course, do we need clearance from the Radio Board of Australia to have him back on air tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, Commercial Radio Australia, good point.
Is that, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Because, with us, due diligence, and I don't want to be held liable for anything, but
we actually didn't do anything illegal.
No, I know, but what happens? Well,
standards, though, yeah.
Yeah. Twofold. Standards and codes, which we need to keep up. But the other one, actually, it's three. Standards and codes. Elite standards, which is our own prophecy.
Yep.
And the third one, and probably the most important one. If what happens if he tumbles over on air? Now, Murph, I've got a crook back. You're not overly strong.
No.
How do we roll him over into the side position? And how do we get people in here? And fourthly, actually, I hadn't even thought of this. Is your insurance up to date?
What do you think? I'm John Candy.
I don't know where you're at.
No, I'm good. I'm ready. I'll be back tomorrow.
Sam, the vice captain, who works in audio and does a great load of your work, he suggested, because the Paul Izzo chat, once you started with the wrong name there, that was the beginning of the end.
See you tomorrow.
Are you going to be all right? Do you need to take a day off?
No.
So Splash says on Twitter that's it. His jars is cooked. There's no need to go to a doctor, mate. You're cooked.
I'm good.
From the inside out. There will be no roast this year, boys.
I'm like Farlap.
You going to be okay?
Ready to go. Right. See you, family.
Yep, sure.
See you, family.
You good? I'm just watching him. I'm just watching him, Murph, just in case we get some sort of sign here. Honestly. Just watch. No, hang on, family. I don't want to go anywhere just yet. I got 5 more seconds of this. He's going to watch him. The pack-up's normal. He's gone to the door. He's walked out of the studio. He's carrying papers. He's missed the bin as he normally does. There's the stride pattern. Jeans have got no rip in them. Yeah, no, he looks all right. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow, and so will I.